The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
778 or visit chriscraddick.com.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to the Don Crow Show. How about starting the week out and the day out and the show out with some good news right up front? Johnny Erickson Tata is reported in the Christian Post, announces she's cancer-free. Quite miraculous, her words. Johnny Erickson Tata shared miraculous health news announcing she's cancer-free after being diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time in late November. On Tuesday, the author, speaker, and founder of Johnny and Friends shared a photograph of herself on her website page and Facebook page holding a sign reading, "All Clear." Proverbs 25:25 says, "Good news from far away is like cold water to a thirsty soul," and that perfectly describes Ken, her husband, and me today. She captioned the photo. Tata said that she and her husband were prepared to gladly take whatever the hand of God may have provided, even if it were his left hand. But the Lord was gracious and heard the desires of our hearts. Last Friday's PET scan shows my second tumor was removed last November, did not metastasize. Given the aggressive nature of that recurring cancer, this news is quite miraculous, she wrote. So she continued, "Thank you for lifting us up before the Lord Jesus. For now, we have been spared more cancer battles. We humbly realize that may well change in the future, but for today, for now, we are rejoicing in those wonderful words from my medical oncologist, all clear, onward and upward." Johnny, age 69 now, still looks about 29, but age 69, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer 8 years ago after undergoing a mastectomy and chemotherapy treatment. She was declared cancer-free at that time. And then, of course, the story, as you know, it has returned. I wish I could give you an update on Ann Graham Lotz. I don't know. I haven't heard lately, but we'll try to check that out as well. But again, she says, "Most of all, I cannot stop thanking Jesus. I keep quoting Deuteronomy 6:10-12. Where God poured out one abundant blessing after another on his people, as long as they were careful not to forget the Lord." So some good news in that regard. Speaking of other good news, headline, this one, Christian Post as well, "America not as divided as media make it seem." Those words from Senate chaplain, Barry Black. And the context of this is, Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias has launched a new initiative last Wednesday evening during the time he convened dozens of elected officials, senior government staff, business people, academic leaders from both sides of the aisles to talk about the whole issue of political division in the United States. It's called At the Table. It was held on the top floor of the historic Hay Adams Hotel overlooking the White House, excuse me, and the new initiative will be a series of events, apparently, engaging crucial issues of the day through the prism of a Christian worldview. And it's in that context that Barry Black, the Senate chaplain, made his remarks. He said, the reality is there's always been division. Jesus, in his John 17 intercessory prayer, prays, Father, make them one as we are one. And when you look at some periods of division in the nation and what we've been able to overcome, you know the question, is hope possible, is almost rhetorical. So anyway, we'll track that event and future developments of that as well of that. I just have so much I'm getting to, I'm stumbling all over my tongue. Apologize for that. Church volunteers no longer allowed to lead library playgroup after, how dare they? Church volunteers no longer allowed to lead library playgroup after, would you believe it, singing about God. Volunteers from a church-run playgroup have reportedly been banned from a public library's weekly rhyme time event in the United Kingdom after complaints were raised about the children singing songs about the Bible and God. This according to the London Daily Mail, reporting that volunteers from the Noah's Ark playgroup have been told that after 8 years, they can no longer lead rhyme time events at the library following concerns about songs being sung about Bible stories in the local government building. I mean, songs include Mr. Noah Built an Ark and God Has Made a Rainbow. What offense, right? What? How offensive, how... Yes, tongue-in-cheek, of course. According to the Mid-Sussex Times, the decision to ban the playgroup run by the King's Church of Mid-Sussex was made by the West Sussex County Council. According to the spokesperson, the decision was made to bring rhyme time sessions at the Burgess Hill Library in line with other libraries, which have rhyme time sessions led only by staff. So the beat goes on. But I tell you what, our plan today was that Glenn Stanton was going to join me to talk about a brand new book on, is the church really losing its grip? Is it fading into non-existence? It's not the title of the book, but his air schedule really was tight, so we've moved his interview with me until tomorrow. He's going to be here in studio from 4 to 5. And I tell you what, folks, on the one hand, when you hear stories like this and you hear of churches closing and you hear of a seeming, great compromise of Christian doctrine, you might say, well, I guess it's all on a downhill from here. That's not really what's happening. As a matter of fact, for years I've argued that how can that be so if Jesus said he's coming for a vibrant church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing? And he said also, as we know, in his great words, that he gave to the disciples years ago, centuries ago, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. It's a triumphant church that's going to leave this world. And so there's every reason to have hope and to be encouraged at what God's doing in the world. And we're going to talk about that with Glenn tomorrow during the 4 to 5 hour of the show. But in the meantime, stories like this, you say, oh, man, religion and Christianity and truth are just being pushed out the door. Well, in some places they are. But in some places, in many places, the church is on the rise. Places like Africa, places like Iran, of all places, China, the church is growing exponentially. Hey, stay with us. We have more coming up here on The Don Kroah Show.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable. And the results? Well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them. And you can trust them too. The best part? My insurance covered the procedure. So stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Nationalism. Well, if you look up definitions, you get all sorts. Identification with one's own nation and support of its interests, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interest of other nations. That's one definition. And this whole idea is under great challenge. There are those now who say, look, the word in vogue and the only one acceptable is what they call globalism. There are profound differences. Cliff May is president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and foreign desk columnist for the Washington Times. I asked him to join us to talk about his own recent column on this matter at the Washington Times called Who's Afraid of Nationalism? And he asked his own question, is the new age of nationalism already upon us? Cliff, welcome to the show.
Very good to be with you.
Now, I love to talk with you about any of these topics. You're so well-informed, and you've researched a lot of this for years, lived in this world. But you give your own definition of the word nationalism. So let's start there. What's your definition of that word and its best meaning?
Well, basically, when we're talking about it as a form of world order or world organization, it just means independent, sovereign, self-ruling nation states. That's what it means. It is the other options for a world order would be imperialism. For centuries and centuries, most of the world was ruled by empires: the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Persian Empire, the British Empire, the French Empire. All those. You also have tribalism, where the tribes don't coalesce into a single nation. They remain they remain just tribes. There's nothing that says tribes have to coalesce. Many parts of of Africa and the Middle East, tribes never did coalesce into nations, into nation states, even though there have been attempts to help them achieve that. Then there's globalism, which you just mentioned, and we might want to talk about more. There are a lot of people in this country and in Europe who are globalists. Part of what they're looking for aspirationally is global governance, and the UN is sort of the organization that is to become the global government over time, so that we give leadership on important issues such as human rights to the UN Human Rights Council, which is a joke, because some of the worst offenders of human rights, worst violators, are on that. And by being on it, they don't get criticized, and they can criticize anyone else they want. That usually means America, and that usually means Israel. And I argue in this column that a sort of landmark for moving globalism forward was when President Obama, unable to get congressional endorsement for his Iran deal, unable to get most people in America, according to the polls, to support that deal, said, never mind, I'll go to the UN. I'll get the UN's endorsement, which he did. And that's the basis on which you hear people say, certainly rulers of the Islamic Republic of Iran, but others too, that President Trump violated international law by withdrawing from the JCPOA, that Iran agreement, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In other words, they're saying the UN makes law for the world, and we have to obey. And that means we have to, and this is a key component of globalism, surrender sovereignty to transnational or supranational organizations, world courts, for example. A lot of Americans, I believe, don't want to do that, don't think we should do that, don't think that Americans should make laws for Americans and nobody else. And that if that makes them nationalists, yeah, I think it does.
Now, you also make a point in the column that we should not confuse globalism with globalization. I think it's a very important distinction.
Very important distinction. Globalization is a process, economic interdependence. It's something that simply happens. So as I say in the column, if you buy a pencil and the graphite is from Brazil and the wood's from South Africa and the erasers from Malaysia, you got yourself a product of globalization. But that's not globalism. That's not the idea of global governance. That's not the idea of surrendering sovereignty or sharing sovereignty with other nations, or letting other nations make laws for us. That's an entirely different concept.
And it's also of deep concern to a lot of us that we have a president, I'd say, and I think you say the same in the column, who is very much a nationalist in the best sense of the word, but taking a lot of heat from those who think he has gone overboard in pride with America, you know, make America great again. And I think he has handled the issues very well. He's encouraged every nation in some of his speeches to say every one of them ought to be nationalists on their own behalf.
Yeah, I'm not sure how deeply he's thought about this, but he has said that he is a nationalist. I think he means he's a patriot. I think he means he's opposed to globalism, other countries making decisions for the United States, surrendering sovereignty to these supranational organizations or to the various NGOs like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. They do some good work, but my problem with them is they simply assert, here's what international law is. They say so it is. They act as judge and jury, and they try to prosecute and convict. They simply say, but this is it. This is what we just have decided it is, on no basis whatsoever. So I think that's sort of what he means, and others have tried to refine it. Can nationalism be dangerous? Can it be taken to a fanatical extreme? Absolutely. Of course it can. A lot of things can be taken to fanatical extreme. Religion can be taken to fanatical extremes. We all know that. It's happening all the time. It's certainly happening now with Islam, isn't it? But that doesn't mean that the answer is to ban religion or that atheistic governments are going to be more virtuous. On the contrary, we have examples of atheistic governments: Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, these are not paragons of freedom and virtue and human rights.
Talk about something you referenced early in your column, and that is a book that's apparently going to be the basis of a discussion coming up here in Washington next week, The Virtue of Nationalism by, Yarman Harzoni.
Yoram Hazoni, yes. Yeah. Yoram Hazoni, I know him a bit. I've done a podcast with him. People can find him on my website. He is an Israeli political philosopher. He wrote a book last year called The Virtue of Nationalism. Essentially, I don't think this is an unfair way to characterize it. In a sentence, he says, nationalism is, yes, it has its dangers, but it is not the worst possible system of world organization. It's probably the least bad of all of them. And it was a very controversial, it's still a controversial book. I would say that progressives, people like Max Boot, once upon a time a conservative, now a Washington Post progressive columnist, attacked him as a Trumpian ideologue. I would say a lot of neoconservatives criticized him harshly. Libertarians criticized him harshly. And liberal internationalists criticized him harshly. I don't think he deserves that much criticism. I think it's good that he is the subject of controversy. He's putting together a kind of a think tank on this subject called the Edmund Burke Institute. And its kickoff event is coming up this weekend. I think it's entirely sold out. It's got a lot of interesting people speaking, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, including Tucker Carlson. A lot of interesting people will be there. I'm going to be there on one of the panels. And they're going to discuss and debate nationalism as a system and what can go wrong. One of the things that people point out, they say, well, I mean, how can you not think nationalism is fanatical when wasn't nationalism what happened in Germany and led to World War II and the Holocaust? Well, not exactly. If nationalism means you want your nation to survive and prosper, that's one thing. When it, just as tribalism can become nationalism when the tribes coalesce, nationalism can become imperialism when one nation decides it is going to rule over other nations. When did that happen? When Hitler declared the Third Reich. What does Reich mean? Empire. That's what he was talking about. It was no longer nationalism. It was now way beyond that. It was the Hitler wanted to establish a global empire to conquer all the nations of Europe, rule them, destroy some of them, wipe out the Jews who didn't have their own nation state in those days, enslave or kill the Slavs. The Gypsies were to be destroyed as well. That is no longer nationalism. So every form of world order or governing system has its dangers. Imperialism certainly does, which doesn't mean everything about imperialism is terrible. I think one of the reasons we're seeing people in Hong Kong demonstrate in the streets for their freedoms is because they have the legacy of having been a British colony and the rights of Englishmen, and they understand what freedom means, and they don't want that to be taken away from them by the Chinese Communist Party based in Beijing. So all these things, I hope, will come up for interesting discussions over the weekend, and I'll make some of the points that I'm making in my column.
Now, one more quick question. You also make a distinction between anti-isolationists and isolationist nationalists, of which we have both in this country, right?
Exactly. One of the divisions among nationalism, most important division, I would say, and think of Tucker Carlson on the one hand, think of John Bolton on the other, there are some nationalists who are isolationists. They don't want us involved in other countries, even if those countries are committing heinous crimes and threatening us and maybe even waging war against us. And they say we have to end these endless wars. I don't think we can end these endless wars. I think if somebody is attacking you, if somebody is waging war on you, you can defend yourself or not. I don't think you benefit by not defending yourself. Okay, so I think I side with those who are the anti-isolationists. It doesn't mean we should be involved in every war everywhere. We should have theories of victory. We should know what we want to accomplish. But I do think that it's important that the way I argue it is not that America should be the world's policeman, but maybe the sheriff. And the difference is a sheriff doesn't worry about every penny ante crime, the painted ladies in the saloon, the gambling, that's okay. But when there are bad outlaws who threaten to run roughshod over the town and territory, he may put together a posse, that would be our allies, and decide to go out and bring to justice those bad guys. And if he can't get our allies to form a posse, and we don't have a lot of great allies we have willing to fight, we have some, he may do it himself. And I end the column, I'm reminded, I love pop culture, High Noon was a great classic 1952 Western starring Gregory Peck and Grace Kelly. And in it, you've got a sheriff, or actually he's a marshal, and the bad guys are coming to town, and he can't get the town people to stand up to him. They're either too cowardly or they're not incompetent, not competent enough. So you have this, or the conclusion of this. What does he do? He goes out into the deserted street, High Noon, under the sun, and there's a showdown, and he takes on the bad guys because somebody's got to do it. And I just think if you're an American, if that's your nationality, you got to find that inspiring.
Good analogy. Good column. Thanks. We'll talk again, Cliff. Thanks, and good luck on this conference coming up. Cliff May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and foreign desk columnist for The Washington Times. You can find this piece well worth your reading because we really only touched on the high points in it. Who's Afraid of Nationalism? You can find it at the... You'll find it in the opinion section under his name.
This is The Entertainment Answer. The emotional drama Breakthrough is finally available for home viewing. What did actress Chrissy Metz say was at the heart of this film?
The through lines for me were so important, that we're all purposeful, that we're all loved. We all are stronger truly together than we are apart. And the collective consciousness in positive forms, like prayer, is so powerful.
Breakthrough, rated PG-13, now available on digital, 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD. For This Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Have you ever felt as though that could be true? For nearly 2,000 years, the book of Revelation has heralded a new era. Now you can experience the apocalypse in a whole new light at Museum of the Bible's exhibition, The Tapestry of Light, a 21st Century Apocalypse. This breathtaking glow-in-the-dark tapestry combines art, science, and the story of Revelation on an epic scale. Get your tickets today at museumofthebible.org. Museum of the Bible. Experience it.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. A little bit of good news. That 66 eastbound accident has been cleared just before the beltway, but we still have heavy congestion. For drivers traveling eastbound, you'll be more stop and go between the Vienna Metro Station exit as you're approaching the Capitol Beltway.
Hey, DQ fans. The Summer Blizzard Treat Menu is here to be your next summer obsession with 7 flavors, including Sour Patch Kids. Only at your DQ. Happy tastes good.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 66 outside the Beltway, 73 in the district. Hot and more humid tomorrow, partly sunny, high 93. Shower thunderstorm in some areas tomorrow evening. Otherwise, warm and sticky tomorrow night, low 71 to 76. Wednesday, hot and humid, intervals of clouds and sun, and there could be a thunderstorm around in the afternoon, high 95. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. I want to take a few minutes to thank you for your partnership with us, your participation in our Heart for Lebanon campaign. Many of you have been giving generously, and we really appreciate it. Our goal is to be able to provide at least 102 families, refugee families, as a matter of fact, families of six each, who have had to flee the war-torn region of Syria during that years-long Syrian war, driven from their homes with nothing but the very clothing on their back, and given, in most cases, maybe 15 minutes to get out of town, to leave, not only out of town, but out of the country. And I'm often reminded of the setting. These were people who, perhaps very much like we would live here in America, some of them were quite well-to-do, homes, automobiles, kids in school, all the things you and I take for granted. That was their life for many years until the awful war broke out. And the rest, as we say, is ongoing and horrible history that's been seemingly without end all these years. In the meantime, upwards of 2 million of these dear people have been driven out of their homes and over into Lebanon just to survive. Some of them don't even make it. We've had stories shared with us by Jack Hibbard and Tom Adamum when they were here last week that some of these families don't even make it, or a member of the family doesn't make it. And then when they do get there, those who are fortunate enough, and using that word in quotes, fortunate enough to actually get out of Syria and into Lebanon, even there, their fate is very tenuous, very unpredictable. And there are Islamic forces, Muslim forces that are seeking to capture their children and to indoctrinate them and turn them into radical warriors, if you will, for radical Islam. And there are also ministries, very few of them, but there are ministries such as Heart for Lebanon that are raising up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and truly doing what the gospel calls us to do, minister to the poor and the needy and the broken. And so that's why we here at WAVA have all along been happy for the chance to team up with this great ministry and in so doing present you the opportunity to make a difference in the world. And you've been doing that. As a matter of fact, we are right now at 58 families already provided for. I said our goal is at least 102 families to receive Christian education, food, and essentials needed for survival. Now, you can fill in the blank with your own imagination. It's nothing very luxurious, but it's means of surviving in these refugee camps. And your gift of $29 a month for 12 will do that for one of these families. And we've said if you want to give like $116, that takes care of 4 months of this provision, Christian education, food, essentials, to help a family survive. And we also have suggested you could give it at $29 a month. And if you want to do for a whole year, $29 a month for a year, in which case you're effectively taking care of that family for an entire year. And we've also said if you'd like to do it that way, then you could give a one-time tax-deductible gift to Heart for Lebanon of $348. And many of you have done that as well. I want to say a couple of thank yous here. I want to thank Bethesda Eileen in Bethesda. Eileen in Bethesda, thank you. You said, hey, I'll take care of one of those families for 2 months, a $58 gift. God bless you for that. Donald in Alexandria said, I'll take care of a family for a year. Here's my $348. Peter in Winchester did the same. $348 gift. Joe in Martinsburg, West Virginia said, put me down for $348. Stephen in Randallstown, Maryland, also another $348 gift. And Vicky in Millersville said, hey, I can do that four-month one that you mentioned, $116. Here's my gift. And Larry in Woodbridge said, here's $500 toward this ministry. So that's put us at 58 families, 56.8% of goal as of now, but we still have 44 more families to go. And so we're going to be doing some other things next hour, but I wanted to take this brief moment in this half hour to ask you if you would please consider coming in to the program with us and making a difference. The number to call with your gift is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. If you go to WAVA.com, you can enter the keyword heart, or you can see the Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that. You can make your gift there. And again, anything you can do is going to help us get where we need to be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks open the new week on a fairly uneventful note, with the major indexes managing narrow gains. The Dow Industrials rose 27 points. The NASDAQ Composite added 14. The S&P 500 was about a half point higher. All those indexes, though, extended last Friday's closing highs. A big decliner today, Symantec. Shares of the cybersecurity software company slid 11% in the wake of a CNBC report that talks regarding a Symantec acquisition by semiconductor company Broadcom had stalled. There is lots of online shopping going on today. Amazon Prime Day is more than a quarter of the way into its 48-hour event, and various rivals are offering their own deals. At the same time, there are protests. Fulfillment center workers at Amazon's warehouse in Shakopee, Minnesota, walked off the job for what they say will be 6 hours to encourage the e-commerce giant to address climate change and other critical issues, with some Seattle tech employees attending the job action in solidarity. Amazon workers in Germany also walked off the job. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Right here, popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Tani and Boutros met in a Christian chat room, drawn together by their mutual passion for sharing the gospel with Muslims. So when they met in person at a Christian meeting in Egypt, it didn't take long for them to fall in love. Though she was a Christian, Tani's Tunisian ID card identified her as a Muslim, and neither her government nor Boutros would allow a Muslim woman to marry a Christian man. But surprisingly, the Tunisian embassy in Egypt issued them a marriage certificate. Excited to begin their lives together, they moved to Tunisia, where they ministered to the homeless until they were deported for sharing the gospel.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians.
Go to vomradio.net.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Just during this part of the program today, we're asking you to join us in our campaign with Heart for Lebanon, helping make a difference, a life-saving difference in the lives of families, refugee families driven out of their own homes and country due to the awful scourge of the Syrian war still ongoing, fleeing into Lebanon, leaving nothing, taking nothing with them, leaving everything behind. Hopefully get there safely, and that's not always been the case either, but now they're among the 2 million refugees in Lebanon, and guess what? God has already prepared a ministry right there that really was started before all of this broke loose, but at a point in time, the men who founded this ministry realized God was placing them strategically to minister to human need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tom Adama and Camille Melke, the two co-founders of Heart for Lebanon, realizing that God had much more in mind for their ministry than they ever dreamed. Isn't that always how it works? Isn't that always how it works? We may start with one project or one sense of God's purpose and then find out like a flower, it blossoms, it grows, it expands. And that is the nature of the kingdom of God. Starting in fact, we all know that little scripture, do not despise the day of small beginnings or small things. And so now we have this exciting and powerful ministry in Lebanon, ministering in the name and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they really do need your help. In fact, here's Kamel Melke right now.
Why should you give to Heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. Or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting him as their personal savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
Can't make it any plainer than that, folks. Very powerful, simple appeal that Camille Melke, one of the founders of Heart for Lebanon, is saying, look, it's going to go one way or the other. And we can focus on the violence and the terrorism and the crazies, as he said, who are blowing themselves up. But there are many more who are bowing the knee. They're kneeling down. They're receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, especially when they're whole. Well, we know when God allows circumstantially our lives to get uprooted in one way or another, you know, status quo is sort of shaken up. It makes us all as human beings stop and think, what am I going to do now? And where's this going to end up? Well, that's a ripe opportunity for the Holy Spirit to enter into these people's lives with the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ, visible and tangible in the food and the education and the survival essentials that they're being given by Heart for Lebanon. But guess what? Heart for Lebanon can't do it all by themselves. They are a ministry like so many others that really needs partnership. And many of you have already caught that. You've been calling and making your gifts. Ellen and Bethesda, $58, $348 from Donald and Alexandria. Joe and Martinsville, Martinsburg, West Virginia, $348. Others of you have called in and you've said, I want to be part of what God's doing. And that's the key. It's being part of what God's doing in the world. And you heard Tom Adama perhaps last week when he was right here in the studio saying, God never wastes a crisis. The time that these people's lives are so torn up and turned upside down is a time in which God in mercy and grace, through his people, by the way, through you and me, and through the folks on the ground in Lebanon, in Heart for Lebanon, through all of us together teaming up, God turns these crises into salvation, eternal life for these dear people and their children. I've taken another break right now. We need your gift right now. Whether it's $29 a month one time for 1 month to provide all of these things for a family of six, that is education, food, essentials for survival, or maybe you want to do what some have done, $116 gift does that for 4 months. Others have said, hey, I'd like to do it for a whole year, $29 a month for a year. That'll take care of a family. Or many of you have done this, a one-time gift of $348, and you say, I've done it. I've taken care of a family for an entire year. And as a matter of fact, we've had a couple of very generous callers or those gone online who've said, look, I'll do that for every month for a year. I'll take care of one family for a year every month of this year. $348 gift every month for an entire year. The point being, Heart for Lebanon just needs your help, and they would be happy to arrange whatever kind of giving schedule you'd like. Here's the number to call with your gift of any amount. One-time gift, gift over a period of time, whatever you can give. But remember, $348 does provide for an entire family of six for an entire year. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Enter the keyword heart.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized 6-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
Calling all ministry leaders and those God is calling to lead. Meet us at Reed Temple AME Church, Saturday, July 20th, with a 2019 Impact Conference.
Shifting church culture.
This year, we're excited to welcome two powerhouse special guests, National Leadership Change Strategist, Dr. Samuel Chan.
The only time you start at the top is when you're digging a hole.
And world-renowned preacher and teacher, Reverend Dr. Joel Gregory.
Some of us have the experience that the people we meet on the way up are the people who disappear on the way down.
The cost is just $35 and a discounted price of $25 for groups of 10 or more. Register today on Eventbrite under 2019 Impact Conference to secure your seat. For questions, please email rtimpact@reedtemple.org or visit our website at rtimpactconference.com. It's the 2019 Impact Conference, Saturday, July 20th at Reed Temple AME Church at 11400 Glendale Boulevard in Glendale, Maryland. ReedTempleImpactConference.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
After being led to Christ through a dinner invitation, Rosaria Butterfield became passionate about regularly showing hospitality to others. On the next Focus on the Family, she shares powerful stories about the amazing adventure of life with an open heart and an open home. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Monday at 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. on WAVA.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Wouldn't it be interesting if that's the way we begin every day? Lord, help me to live my life today in a way that's worthy of the truth that I am a citizen of heaven. And if we were to do that, it would take a lot of complication out of how life is lived.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Count It All Joy, next time on Turning Point.
Monday at 3:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 9 p.m. on WAVA. How are we doing?
When the Heart for Lebanon team found little Peter sitting by the road selling water bottles, he was brokenhearted and had just been shaken up by the Lebanese police.
I was selling water so my family could survive. We left Syria because of the war. My daddy was shot and killed right in front of me. My mother grabbed me and we came to Lebanon.
Peter is one of the thousands of children who have fled the horrific effects of war and terrorism. Most are living in makeshift tent cities with dirt and disease everywhere. It's the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. But Heart for Lebanon is there, providing a Christ-centered education.
It was over 2 years since I went to school. But thanks to Heart for Lebanon, I'm learning again and I know I have a future. I don't have to sell water bottles anymore.
You can provide a future and a hope for these innocent victims of war and terror. Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to someone like Peter and his family. Call now. And please be as generous as you can.
And you can do that right now at this number, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222 online. All set up for you there. Just go to WAVA.com and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner if you wish, or just enter the keyword heart. It'll get you where you need to be. And as we've said, as you just heard Jack say, $29 a month will provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for an entire month for a refugee family of six. And we've had folks just take that figure and maybe double it or triple it or quadruple it, multiply it several times over. They can't give as large a gift perhaps as they'd like, or they can't do it all at once. And others have said, I can do the whole thing, whatever that is, $116, that's 4 months. And they just give on that basis. Whatever amount, and you'll see when you get to the website, it's very easy to choose and enter in whatever amount you want to give. We have encouraged those who can afford it to do a full year. Obviously, that makes it much easier for Heart for Lebanon to be able to know what they can plan over the next year. But whatever you give is going to make a difference, believe me, folks. And if you want to give a one-time gift of $348, then you can do that. Or, as Jack said, just $29 a month. In any event, when you look at it that way, it's only 98 cents a day, less than a dollar a day to step into the grief and the sorrow and the brokenness and the hurt and the pain and bring the hope and love of the Lord Jesus Christ into a very desperate situation in these refugee camps in Lebanon through Heart for Lebanon. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or online at WAVA.com. Thanks for doing something right now or as quickly as you can.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.